Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Block Talk Radio on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network. You can also check us out on our website at thetruthisthetruth.net. And I'll call our phone lines at 515-602-9657. That's 515-602-9657. We got a lot to discuss about and things are going on. And I'll give you some breaking news as soon as I get done with this. I want to talk about the desperation of the communists. I don't call them Democrats, just communists. They're trying every which way they can to basically keep Trump off the ballot. It ain't going to work. Every judicial scholar will say that the 14th Amendment is not going to happen, and if they try it, the Supreme Court is going to deny it. The Supreme Court already has took in a number of appeals to Trump and others and the American people as a whole to stop the communist takeover of this country by using the 14th Amendment. Now, for you guys that don't know what the 14th Amendment was put in there. It was there to make sure that people like the Confederates, you know, remember the Civil War? They didn't want the Confederates to be in power at the time because we ended up with the Civil War. We don't want some people coming in that actually will go against the country. So they added a provision in the 14th Amendment that actually prevents people in the 14th, people from the conspiracy to do that because of what happened in the Civil War. And so they added that to a seditious act based on the Confederate. Had nothing to do with anything others because the Constitution in the First Amendment says we have the right to look over and contest elections, part of free speech. We can contest any election. We can test anything out there. If we don't believe it's fair and accurate, we can test it out there and make it and ask for a challenge and have an investigation, make sure it's 100% legit. That is part of the Constitution, part of the First Amendment. The communists, they can't, they get caught cheating. They can't use, they're going to try to use COVID again, but we tell them, if you try it, we're going to make sure that you're out of business. Any business that tries to try the mandates and stuff, they're going to be gone. The American people had enough of it. The new variant that's supposed to be coming through, it's only a cold, and nobody's really dying from it. Anyone that goes into a hospital, say you have a heart attack or if you have a broken leg or whatever it may be, and you're in the hospital, and when they test you for COVID, they'll test you automatically for COVID, and if you have COVID, they'll say you got COVID. But you didn't go in for that. You got in for the heart condition, got in for kidney condition, got in for liver condition, got in for cancer, got in for a broken arm, a broken leg, whatever it may be. And so the statistics are all wrong, and everybody knows it. And any real doctor, not a political politician or somebody owned by the communists, but a real doctor that's out to help people, they will tell you the same thing. And that's a big story there. And so do not allow the left to do that. Do not allow the communists to do that. Do not allow the fake news media to do that. You as Americans need to stand up and be counted. In fact, the whole world is rooting Trump on. They want Trump back because when Trump was in office, we had no wars. The economy was just great all over the world. We were energy independent. Crime was down. Borders were secure. Unemployment, not only in this country, but around the world, was excellent. And everybody was happy. They were just not looking for fighting. Now we're fighting every which way to go. You got North Korea flexing muscle. You got China flexing muscle. You got Ukraine. You got Iran. All these people, and even Sudan and other parts of Africa, they're all armed, and they're actually fighting wars when none of this was happening under Trump. And because they know under Biden, it's so weak. Besides, Biden got paid off anyway. And how many millions of dollars that were called into that he got in for all this stuff? That's why he looks the other way with China. That's why he looks the other way with North Korea and Ukraine and others. But we can continue with that. Let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. I'm back. I left and I'm back.
You know,
and we'll leave it at that.
I want to tell you something.
It's Wednesday. Happy hump day to everybody. You
yeah,
know?
It's a good day. You know,
I got my picks in on my football pool. So it's looking good. So I'm
and
all
I
ready
got,
for my football.
And I got my five fantasy teams like
City
I did last year.
Gonna win. Tomorrow night's game. First game, Kansas City versus, I forgot the other team. Washington.
No.
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 Who's Kansas City?
Anyway,
Detroit.
Detroit, yeah.
No.
I think what's going to happen.
Kansas City is going to win.
Well, you can't go against that quarterback.
It's tied on the spread or the other one. Whatever. Kansas City is going to win. I'm calling it. I'm telling everybody Kansas City's going to win. Now, it all it has to do is win the point spread. So, and that part I don't know for sure.
I'll work with that on that.
I'm
but,
blind
you know,
by
and I got my fantasy teams. I got my fantasy teams. I kept the same people, same teams as last year as far as the team's names. The only change I did was that one person I added the queen.
So I have up until the 10th. I have up until the 10th to adjust my picks for the 10th and another and the Jets versus who were they playing? I don't remember. I got to look again. But I'm ready.
Yeah, that's
game. And things are looking good.
Yeah, Thursday night football is back, and then you got Sunday football.
First night, opening day.
Thursday
day.
Night's open. Yes, Thursday night's the opening game season.
They better not kneel. The pieces of crap.
No, Kaepernick's on the
flag and respect our anthem and respect the country.
Yeah,
okay. Who's the commissioner now?
Goodell still. Goodell's still
the
commissioner. Yeah, I know. anyone that stands for woke is a loser. You know.
Well,
that's a big thing.
So I guess he's a loser.
Yeah, well.
So, anyway. Today, Jack Smith.
Yes.
That's his real name. It's hard to believe that's
his
name. It's going to apply new charges, and he's doing pile-on.
It doesn't matter what he does. He tried to get someone's phone, and the courts ruled that he can't. There's a lot of things in there.
You know what else is upsetting? The Proud Boys. Enrique. He wasn't there. He was charged with January 6th, but he wasn't there.
They
made up these club charges and palmed it all the way through.
I got news. Everyone that's arrested J6, except for real criminals, and that's very rare, but the ones that actually got arrested for J6, like Tariq and stuff, they'll be pardoned a minute after Trump wins the White House.
You know who should be arrested for January 6th? Was that
Nancy Pelosi.
Was that cop? Not fucking Pelosi.
The cop that killed Ashley Babbitt.
Ashley Babbitt, and who now just recently got promoted.
Yeah.
He had and the only reason I think he shot her and killed her is because she was wearing a MAGA hat.
And she's white woman.
She's a strong woman.
And he is a black guy cop. Yeah.
And I'm saying that Babbitt family should sue the shit out of all of them. Because her daughter. A child should never be lost in vain because she is a loss, okay?
Yes.
A good soul, okay? And I think it was all Antifa that was flagging in all the people to the Capitol.
It was. We'll talk about Antifa in a minute. The left is on the – especially the left, the communists, okay? They're not Democrats. There's no such thing as a Democratic Party anymore. It's a communist party, plain and simple. So the communists is on the attack everywhere. In the courts, in the media, and in the streets, anything. These attacks are meant to demoralize you, to make you give up without bothering to fight back. And everyone that's been listening to this voice and the stuff I get on the phone.
Take them out. Boom. Take them out. They have no right to violate me.
No, but we're asking everyone to stand up and be counted and fight for the Constitution, fight for our freedoms,
fight for your freedom of speech, fight for all your amendments, fight for your life, because it's on. The revolution's on, and I'm not going to take this crap. Nobody's going to take this crap. I will not live in tyranny. I will not be led around by my nose. I will not be working my ass off so they can sit and eat their whatever, cordon bleu or whatever it is. Okay? Shit. Okay?
Yeah.
When you stand up for your rights, you're hurt because people hear you, and it comes back to you in full throttle, doesn't it? Like what happened
exactly.
to me yesterday, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was hurt.
Yep.
And it came back. And I wasn't going to take that. I don't take it. Okay? I am not a slave. It's not be happening. It will never happen. Okay.
The other thing, okay.
That goes for the American people. You have to stand up and fight for your rights, or people will just walk all over you. This is not my world that's going to happen.
Yes. And the American people are doing well. I got to say this. And finally, this is very. We have good news this afternoon. Georgia's Republican Attorney General Chris Carr is really giving Fannie Willis and her radical revolutionaries a taste of their own medicine when they arrested 61 Antifa and BLM criminals and militants anarchists who used domestic terrorism violence to try and stop a 90 million police training facility in DeKalb County. Under the same RICO statutes used by Fannie against Trump weeks ago in Fulton County. Now the shoe is on the other foot. The communists are claiming RICO charges are anti-democratic. No, it ain't. Good for AG Carr. Credit where it's due. Then there's more and more coming. Mutually assured destruction is the only way this ends.
Be ready to eat it.
Fannie Willis is about to be arrested for money laundering, influence peddling, and campaign finance fraud.
Hold it. Should I send her soap with a rope?
Repeat that.
Should I send her some soap with a rope?
Oh, for her? Yeah. She could use that.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Just want to know.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's a guy named Larry Sinclair. I don't know if anybody our listeners know who he is, except if they listen to Tucker Carlson. Larry Sinclair, this is a guy that actually had years of sex with Barack Obama. Thank you, Tucker Carlson, for bringing out videos and everything else. After 50 years of hell, after 50 years of nothing but lies, it's time. Everything, and I mean everything, gets put on the table. The whole story from beginning to end.
So Barack, Michael, and this Larry Sinclair were doing a threesome?
Or whatever it may be.
Oh,
that's a big thing here.
You heard me? It's a gang bang.
Yes.
Okay, so is there physical evidence on this?
Yes, and a whole big interview by Tucker Carlson, and he's going to be on.
There's video?
Yes.
Porn?
Everything.
Really? Wow. Oh, you're not going to see it on social media or anywhere because the pussy's fucking ripping out.
No, there's stuff coming in.
What, through True Social?
Yeah, True Social, yeah. By the way, Trump is going to be...
That's the only media that you can probably get it. You can't get it on Facebook. You can't place it on Twitter or any of the other ones or LinkedIn. They're woke. They're gone.
President Trump is going to attend Iowa Hawkeyes and Iowa State Cyclones football game. I think to be just before or just after he went, he has his rally.
You know, you heard Tucker, right?
Yeah.
They're losing on everything. You know that. And he said that Trump, the next door is assassination. And it's just so screwed up to think that. But these people are desperate little whores. You know that. We're going to have to put them in a bulletproof bubble suit.
That is true. Bob, we're just like on Sunday, last past Sunday, we had Doria Giordano and her book, Outcast. We are in the process of getting someone else in another book, an author. The book's name is Hollywood Hustle. And we're working on his agent, but it looks like we may be able to get him on Sunday, if not, it'll be the following Sunday. This guy is known as Collins, Dr. Collins, John Lindstrom. his book, Hollywood Hustle, is coming out, and we'll have him on to talk about the book.
Nice. Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, working on that.
Air all that laundry. A lot of it.
Yeah. Now the city of Denver agreed to pay out $4.7 million to 300 terrorists. I call them BLM is terrorists because that's where they are. BLM rioters arrested in 2020. Philadelphia is paying out more than $9 million. New York is doing out $13 million. Overall, more than $80 million is going to be paid out across 20-plus U.S. cities. BLM burnt our police stations, looted our stores. Now they're looting
the
public coffers.
Why are they getting their money? Why are they getting
because
their money?
Because they're assholes. This is what happens when you have Democrats, let's just say, communist-run cities.
Yeah, but
and this
why
is what's
are they
happening.
Getting money? What?
They said they were mistreated by police. They said they were mistreated by police. When you reward and subsidize criminality. What the communists are doing is they're rewarding and subsidizing criminality. You could get even
so
more of it.
So this way they could be more uglier.
Yeah.
Well, no. They're all going to be crying. They have no money in their city. The people ain't going to pay for that shit.
Right. The Austin, Texas court judge ordered the Texas to remove the anti-migrant or anti-illegal alien Rio Grande barriers from this where they are. They have to move it closer to the Texas border line. So my line is, and everybody's following it, is that we should take all the illegal aliens that we capture in Texas and dump it on the house by District Judge David Allen Ezra House. We don't want him here either, but the minute he sees all these illegals coming into his home and raping and pulling and killing people that he knows, he would say, put that barrier back. And that's where it's the only way you're going to stop that.
Why can't we put mines in there? You know, nets in mines.
Yeah, I know. By the way...
can we do that?
Yeah, we could do that. By the way, about 3 hours ago, we had breaking news. I told you a little bit of it. David Weiss has filed, and he is indicting Hunter Biden by the end of the month, or there will be at least two, maybe as much as five federal indictments on Hunter legal gun possession.
It's
already filed. The
papers,
what broke the story, it already filed.
Don't matter. Merrick Garland's going to fire the guy.
Merrick Garland signed off on it.
Why?
Signed off on it. Because Merrick Garland's going to jail, too, and he wants to lessen his sentence. He wants to state the death penalty for treason. So he's now signing off on stuff. But they're still going to get it.
They're not going to save his sorry ass.
No.
He's still going to be hung. District Court, you know what? Should have never done it.
By the way.
You don't get a pass. Yeah. You don't get a pass because, oh, yeah, I'm going to take care of stuff now. I don't think so. I think he'll be held accountable. I think he's a piece of shit. Okay?
This is the,
and what he did, what he did with President Trump is disgusting. I would have said no. Nothing's worth hurting. He hurt himself and his son because they're both criminal entities.
Yes.
So they're both going. You know, and
what's
what?
Gonna
happen? He's gonna be alone. Poor bitch.
Maybe she's going to jail too. I don't know. But anyway.
Entities never win. They will always be got. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but they be got. And you know what makes it so good is I said go after these people just like Al Capone. And what are they doing? Mm-hmm. They're going after these people just like Al Capone.
Right.
I'll take the credit.
Tax fraud is, yeah. Plus, especially all the subpoenas that Comey did the last couple of days. And a lot of people are going down, and it's all starting. And Monday starts the impeachment procedure. So and that's going to be really good. So you've been announced, everything's set up.
I want them all to resign.
Yeah, well, they're looking at 12.
Administrators.
They may get spared the death penalty for treason if they do. But anyway,
I don't want them alive. I want them to turn themselves in as traitors and be held accountable. That's it. And in this country,
but anyway,
can go forward to
here's
a
the,
better.
Here's the latest polling as of this morning.
So hold it. What charges did David Weiss charge Hunter Biden with?
Illegal gun possessions, lying, perjury, violation of tax, to violating the tax returns. You know, you can't have prostitution to take it off on your tax returns, among other things. The Hatch Act, there's a bunch of stuff in there. Joe Biden also for the same thing. What?
Why can't you take prostitution off as a tax deductible?
Because it's not a legal business,
oh,
for one thing, and you cannot get a prostitute in California and fly into D.C. or Delaware because that's illegal too.
Question: we don't have red light districts.
They used to, not anymore, I don't think, but it doesn't matter. You can't. What they did was take some girls from California, flew them into. Across state lines, which is a felony, and take him into Delaware Washington.
Are they? Is he a pedophile?
Yes, they're both pedophiles. Yes. But anyway, 3 in 5 voters want Trump as their Republican candidate for president. This is today's polling, nationwide. Voters aren't interested in anyone other than the man who delivered 4 years of American greatness and $1.75 gas. It's clear the American people are 4 million.
You know what kind of poll they should be taking? An American poll. And going person to person and asking them. And then asking them, who better serve you in the White House that you can have a life of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and to make money.
Oh, it's hands down. By the way, I'd like to congratulate J.D. Vance, the senator of Ohio. He actually introduced a bill. He introduced a House bill to ban fellow mask mandates on our kids. Our kids should never be muzzled again. And both the House, thanks to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Senator Vance Cohen.
In the communist cities, they're being muzzled again. It's disgusting.
I know.
And forcing them to take a synthetic drug that hasn't even been tested. Like steroid shit. You know, it's probably puberty blockers in it. Would that surprise you?
Nope.
I think that's what they're doing. They're swimming it through these COVID shots, puberty blockers.
Yeah, I know.
That's insane, you know?
We're going to turn subject for a second. How many people in this on our radio show, how many people around the world saw the movie Sound of Freedom? You know, it's like 160 million people, 160 million. They made maybe 200 million by now. Anyway, the U.S. Southern Command, U.S. Southern Command, canceled the Sound of Freedom screening at their headquarters, maybe because it shows the government involvement in the children involved in human trafficking, yes. Children involved in children trafficking and look the other way. See, in the movie, which is based on fact because this is all about the gentleman that's rescued over 112 different children. He was working for the CIA, for the government, for Southern Command, when he said we got a big ring coming of kids, they told him not to go. They denied them him access, so he went on his own and he formed his own group. And it's part of the movie. I think you should see it. Everyone should see it. Sound of Freedom. And he rescued all these kids. The reason why the U.S. Southern Command canceled the showing is because it outs them. They are criminally liable, and they are just as guilty as Biden, Obama, and everyone else that did that. The only one that was working with the people to get rid of and to end the child trafficking was Trump. In fact, he had the people in the White House, you know, in there, and they were discussing how to help these kids and how to save them. Biden took the end of that program. So that's another thing there, because he's as guilty as hell with that. You know, and I tell you, you cannot support this guy at all. You cannot support Biden at all. So, oh, by the way, it's over 200
Greg
million.
Abbott,
they mean.
Greg, yeah, Governor Abbott could be doing more protecting
Attorney General? Yeah, he's trying. He could do anything he wants.
I'm talking about the border.
Oh, the border? He's doing the best he can. It's not really his responsibility. It's more the federal government, because that's what Homeland Security is supposed to do, and ICE and the Border Patrol.
No,
but he has to
government.
Do it. He brought the troops in.
It's hokey.
He's doing what he can to protect the citizens of the state of Texas. He got people from other states like South Dakota and Kansas, as well as Florida and others, the National Guard and other officers to help them. We have a lot of people at the border, but when you have the government, the federal government under the guise of Barackus and Biden to allow these, and we have terrorists in here, and
what
we don't know how many came in.
What would happen if Governor Abbott told Biden to go fuck himself?
He did many times. He's still doing it. He's still doing
it.
Yeah, he is. He is doing it. He's doing it. He's not. He told the judge to go fuck off. He's not moving that.
Why don't they have weapons down there?
Abbott told the people that live down there to stand your ground and kill them all if they have to. We will not prosecute.
So
right, he told them, you secure your, if they come, same thing with this.
They can put in bombs under the ground and throw grenades.
They don't have to worry about, because the cartel is doing it for them. We found two bombs, landmines, for what they call it. Already that wasn't put underground, but it caused massive destruction. These landmines that hurt people, in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places, they say they have it, the cartels have it in a war between the two. Mexico is one of the unsafest places to go, especially near the border. And the citizens of Texas and the border states down there near the border, they got problems because with the cartels and everything. And there are millions of pounds of drugs, fentanyl, and guns and ammunition and everything that's coming in. And Abbott is doing the best he can. And we have Newsmax reports it every single day. We have reporters down there.
Why don't we have drones flying around?
They have a lot of different things there, and they spot it. But, you know, they're overwhelmed because the state can only do so much. It's the job of the federal government to do it, and that's one of the and what's unique is that the Hispanics, the Latinos, are supporting Trump 10-1 over that because of that. They know they want law and order. They know what they know. They don't want the cartels and that stuff near them.
Yeah,
they see what's happening.
We're gonna be overwrought by these drugs.
No, you won't, because you got people already. We have a lot of people already taking them out, and they've been doing it. You might not see a report because the left don't want it to tell you that because it'll stop the inflow. But there are many, many people in the states, in the border states, and with this, and DeSantis said the other day when we had the hurricane go by, if you're looting, we have a thing called a gun, and if you loot, you die. And we go, and every American, every Floridian that wants to protect their property and their family, we will not prosecute if you need to shoot to destroy looters. And that's it. And that's what happens. Every red state have the same idea. If you're a criminal, that's why BLM won't go into Florida or Antifa, because they know that if they try it, they're dead. And the same thing with other states now. And that's what's going to happen. We have the right to protect ourselves. It's under the Constitution. And now the left is very pissed off Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee said the other day Mike Huckabee said what Joyce Kaufman said and what I said, and all three of us said the same thing. If ballots don't work, and if you steal it, we have the Second Amendment, which was written to take over tyrannical governments. We have the right to use our weapons. So the line that Joyce Kaufman works, what and what I was saying, and what Huckabee said, is that if ballots don't work, bullets will, and that's a big thing. So that's a very big thing.
Must be very high here in the state.
You know, so we're working on that, and that's a big thing there. So that's really going on with that, and I'm very happy with that. And that's what we need to do.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm happy.
Okay. We got. Let's see what we got here. I know we got something going on.
What do we got?
Okay. I'm tracking to see. I think we got something news breaking. That's what I'm trying to say. The DOJ is asking for 120 days of federal prison for Owen Schroyer for trespassing. That's bullshit. This is an outrage.
Right.
Day one of Trump's second term, I will personally lobby for all peaceful J6 defendants to get pardons and their lives back. That is Donald J. Trump.
Can we play a song?
Yeah, what song? Okay.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer,
I got some great news. Remember when we were talking Sunday, we were talking with Gloria DiMono and talking about Moms for Liberty and things like that? Well,
yeah.
Moms for Liberty, a friend of ours, Tina Diskovich, she is one of the founders of the Moms for Liberty, and was appointed today to the Florida Commission on Ethics. His office, this is very important. It gets rid of the indoctrination recruitment and gets rid of all the woke and everything else, not only in our schools, but around the country, around the state of Florida. And, of course, Nikki Fried and the ultra-left communists hate it, but it's the right move because they hate family and they hate the Democrats / communists hate family, hate kids, hate laws, hate everything under the sun. They just want the destruction of this country. And Moms for Liberty is not, it's an organization that believes in the Constitution and that believe in parents' rights and that they have the control over their own children. And the communists / Democrats believe they control your kids. That's what makes for communism, and that's what's happening there. And it's very good. And I'd like to thank her. Tina, congratulations on behalf of everyone here on The Truth. And our friend Doris also is happy and celebrating on that one.
Congratulations. That's definitely a big thing. What's going on with the Tea Party people?
Thank you for asking me that question. That's great. I want to thank you. Thank you for answering that question, because somebody from the past I've been talking to in the last 24 hours, Jack Gillis.
No way. How is Jack?
Yeah, Jack. He's doing great. He's on X, formerly known as Twitter, X. We're going to be talking to him on that, but right now,
how's he feeling? He's doing good.
He's doing fine. He's also with us. He's working with us on Larry Sinclair and Denise D'Souza and stuff like that. And he's working on that thing. And Jack Gillis, for those that don't know, was one of the founders of the Tea Party movement here in Florida. He and the late Anita Kilcullen formed what they call the Tea Party Fort Lauderdale, which was at Freedom Corner. That's Oakland Park Boulevard and Federal Highway. And we used to meet every Saturday from 12 to 3 and then expanded down. And then I took that and made it into a Sunrise PY down there. So we have one on the west side of Broward County and one on the east side of Broward County, two separate days, so we don't connect, kick each other off. And so we were busy getting everybody up. So Denise and Jack, and Denise passed away, but Jack took it hard. But I saw, last time I met him was, I think, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago when we had the rally for Israel at the Freedom Corner. But he liked the podcast, and he's been sharing the podcast on the radio show. So if you're listening, Jack, welcome aboard, and we'll see if we get you on the show and we can talk. But he's tied into Denise D'Souza and Tucker Carlson and others, and he's now working the Obamagate stuff. So that's the big thing there. So that's a big thing. And also, we end up leaving, I want to also welcome Christina Horvath, she's going to listen to the show. Christina, I'll see you tomorrow at work. But anyway, she is fun. I think she's a single mom with three kids. So it's interesting. And out in Mesa. And she's doing great. She taught me a lot of stuff, different things on different campaigns. So it's really good. And I'd like to thank her for that. And so we got those two coming on with different things. And I guess John Lindman with his book. And we'll see if we can get the other people. Yeah, John Lindstrom. And we're going to try and get the other people from General Hospital to come on, too. But in time.
Okay.
But we got to watch it because they're left-winging, some of them. Not all of them, but some are.
Most.
Yeah.
ABC.
But anyway. Yeah, ABC is. But they have to, like most of their programs, they're going down anyway because they're losing monies and stuff.
They're not losing monies. I don't want GH to go off.
They're not going off, but they are losing money.
How are they losing money?
They're because they're advertisers.
Okay.
Advertising. That's why.
Okay. All right.
You know,
well, that's ABC's fault.
Okay. And, excuse me?
Their decision with the mask and the COVID shit didn't help them.
No, it didn't.
Okay. You snooze, you lose, you woke, you choke, you go broke.
That's it.
I
know, yes, that is true. So that's a big thing, you know. So
shit, even Hollywood's waking up to the cancel culture. Shit,
yep.
Is there gonna be a cancel? Because they can be canceled. Canceling me. I doubt that shit.
Okay.
You know,
conversation
today about one of the magazines that I work on, and I have found that I didn't know that areas of in Florida are saying no to the trans and the gay shit. So they took all their display. They took away everything to display. Okay.
Because businesses are being inundated.
The gay community is being hijacked.
By the trans. By the communists. Because that's what they are. They're
the
mentally ill people, actually.
By the
okay? Transgender people are mentally ill, period.
Gay, it don't matter. It's the gay. But when you're a fake person who can't handle life, just being who you are, okay? A real person, okay? There's something wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong if you want to be with a woman wants to be with a woman. That's your business. Or if a man wants to be with a man, that's your business. But when you cannot handle the fact of you as you are as a human being, that's a problem. That's low self-esteem. That's poor coping skills. I don't get it. Why can't you handle being who you are? You're a great person. You've got personality and attitude. And what the hell was that?
Nothing.
Okay. Car repair bill? I don't have a car.
Yeah.
Okay. All I'm saying is, so it's affecting business because the trans or the fake enigmas, whatever the hell they are, they are affecting business.
Anyway, we're running down on the show. I want to get one thing in there. What's your take about buying, walking after giving the Medal of Honor to an 81-year-old veteran from Vietnam? He gave him the Medal of Honor and just walked off out of nowhere. Some people say
because
maybe
he didn't want to be there to begin with. He didn't want to be there to begin with. Okay? He couldn't give two shits because he don't give a shit. He is not. He was turning the military into wimpy and beat pussies of mental cases. Okay, he doesn't see how this country is fabulous. How the great experiment is wonderful. He's rude. He's disrespectful. He don't give a shit. If the man gave him money, he would have stayed then.
Yeah.
No,
you're right. And the other big story is that...
He just marched right up the aisle and said, hasta la vista, baby, I'm out of here.
The other big story is
I'm going to say one thing about Biden. You really want to know? He don't give a shit. He has no scruples. He'll do what he wants, the way he wants it, and if you don't like it, tough shit. Correct?
Yes. Now I want to get this in before we end the show. We have new evidence has emerged that then Vice President Joe Biden's office colluded with Hunter Biden's business partners. House Oversight Chair Representative James Comer is now requesting National Archives to provide complete and unredacted documents related to the office of the Vice President colluding. Scott, let me finish this. Colluding with the Biden family and their business associates. Here's just one email example from December 4th. They got it. December 4th. They already got it. December 24th, 2015, provided by House Oversight. Longtime Biden family business associate Eric Schoen wrote to Kate Benningfield in the office of the vice president. He gave Ms. Benningfield quotes that the White House could use if the media asked about Hunter Biden's role in Burisma. That same day, Ms. Benningfield responded to Mr. Schwerin saying, VP signed off on this. This is just more evidence that Joe Biden used his office as vice president to enrich his family, cover up his son, and alter his foreign policy to keep the money flowing. And they got
to do their job.
They are. This is part of it. And his impeachment starts Monday. He'll be out of office in about 2 to 3 weeks.
I want to see it engage. When I turn on the TV, since it's going to be transparent,
it's going to be shown. It's going to be shown. The
impeachment.
The impeachment proceeding starts Monday. It's going to be seen in all the channels, and that's it. And the evidence and everything else. Okay. And his and Biden's and the Biden crime syndicate, including Obama, will be arrested shortly.
Go after Kamala. Go after Kamala.
Yeah,
cause I don't
all
want
of them.
Okay.
No, she's
hold
she's
it.
Done too.
This is Scarlett saying good night, everybody. And I'm going to be back on Sunday at 7 p.m. And it should be interesting because the day before those proceedings begin, let's see if they're happening. Okay? And God bless the country. God bless everyone. Everyone have a great night. Bye.
And this is continuing. Larry Sinclair stuff is continuing. And we're going to continue with that also. So we're going to work on that. And I want to thank everybody for coming on. People in the chat room, including Duck, Northwest Media. We're going to continue exposing the truth to get this out here and get the news as we go across. And we'll try to break him as we go. Watch Larry Sinclair stuff. That's really interesting. Monday starts the impeachment proceedings. They're going to show all the evidence and stuff, and we'll continue to do that. And every day, Comer has a bunch of new information coming in. And the actual, there's a process that's starting on Monday, and you'll see it all live on TV. And the American people will get the truth. And Biden, nobody believes that Biden will be in office within the next couple months, or Harris. So we'll see where that goes. We know that people like Garland, he's been notified that his days are numbered, and others. So they're all surrounding tech, and what they're doing with Jack Smith and all those things, they're going down too. And the Attorney General in the state of Georgia coming down on Antifa and their BLM stuff today. That's Fannie Willis's people. She's going to go to jail for many, many years. Everything she touched is going to be kicked out in a matter of days. And any case that she had over the last couple of years that she's been in office will be questioned and reopened because it's contaminated through the poisonous tree. So we'll continue with that. I urge everyone to turn in on Sunday on the Truth Is Out There Voice of the People radio show at 7 p.m. here on Block Talk Radio. It's called The Truth Is the Truth Is Out There Voice of the People Media Network. Our website is thetruthisthetruth.net. So check us out on the website. And you never know who's going to be coming in on that forbidden door. We might have John Lindstrom this Sunday, most likely the following Sunday with his book, because it's coming out. And I want to thank everybody again, and have a great evening, and we'll see you on Sunday.
just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Before we leave the show, we'll keep you in unpacked. Don't tune in Wednesday, Sunday, to learn more about Hurricane Lee as it may impact this country somewhere down the line. Good evening, everybody, and see you on Sunday.